Hello there. Hi. How are you guys? It's been some time. I think I mentioned that in at some point that I was trying to like make some sort of schedule for myself to try to like update a bit more regularly, like post more regularly, but I can't make promises. Got busy, and the times that I was free, I was resting or was otherwise occupied and never really had a good time that I could do this, so it didn't get to happen. It's been over a month now, and the last idea that I posted was the anniversary one, which I had said that we should do a Q&A, which I got a few questions of things. Most of them repeated themselves a lot, so I figured I was gonna do this one today and I was gonna answer to whatever it was. I think I got all most of the questions. I know some people because some people messaged me privately, and I did get some of those questions, but there were some also that I think I got that I didn't. Cannot remember. It's been a month. I just can't recall. But I do have some of them, and I figured I was gonna do that today because I find myself with a tiny little bit of time. I don't think this one's gonna be a long audio, but I do happen to one, have time, privacy, and I'm horny, which is, the combination that needs to happen for me to record an audio. All of those are happening right now. I don't have a lot of time, mind you, but I do have some, and I figured I was gonna get off, so I might as well get off and answer things you asked. So I don't owe you explanations, but I do want to share. I don't have time. I simply do not have time. I started a new job 2 3 months ago. Some time over 2 months, somewhere, and I do not have free time. I work over 9-ish hours a day, and between the time that I spend there and that it takes me to get there and come back, and in between, it takes like 11 hours out of my day, and I do try my very hardest to sleep 8 hours a day. It doesn't really leave a lot of free time for me to do things, and the free time that I do have, I need to be like do chores and do things that I need to do and rest as much as I can. So I haven't really had a lot of free time to do this because, as you know, for me to record, I need to not only have free time, but also privacy, which doesn't really happen a lot at the same time. And even if I am free and horny, maybe I don't have privacy, so I won't be able to record, but that's what's been going on. I've been wanting to, been needing to get off, properly get off, but time, opportunity, they don't always line up. So, I got off work a bit. I mean, I didn't exactly get off early today. It was, I think, the same, but other things happened, and I had time. I have time, so I'm here right now. And I got home, ate something, and had wine. Just a bit of wine. I got a bit of wine. And got a bit tipsy. and got a bit horny. So I decided that I was gonna get off. But I wanted to get off, like, wanted to fuck myself. So I'm horny that way right now. Some of the things that you ask me, I'm gonna go. There's several questions. Something that you've asked me a lot is there something that I've, like, any kink that I. So I'm gonna read it off. So it says, do you have a kink that you didn't like but have since come to love? Kinks that I didn't have. So first off, I think there's very few things that are a no to me. I mean, obviously there are things that are a no to me. But I do think that a lot of the things out there, I would try out and see if I like them. And I don't know, I'm the kind of person that would try something out. And whether I like it or not needs to come from experience. Some of them I don't need to try to know that I don't like. Some of them I don't need to try to know that I do like. But something that I didn't like but have since come to love. You know that I am a messy person. It was something that I didn't really like at first. I think this one comes like together with one other question that said, did you realize how messy you get early when you started playing with yourself, or was it something that you learned later on? So it's basically, it's not the same question, but it goes hand in hand because it's something that it didn't happen to me at first. Like, it's not always been like this. I used to get off and it wasn't so messy. It wasn't such a liquid result, let's say. But the thing is that I learned years ago about what a squirt was. And I was like, oh my God, I wanna do that. So because I wanted to do that, I tried so much to do it. But I think I didn't really have and the notion of what it meant, like what actually would happen. And the thing is, my favorite toy is a toy that I bought specifically because if you go on the internet and you search for which is the best sex toy to learn how to squirt, is this one. Like, hands down is this one. So I bought it to learn to be able to do it, right? And when I was able to do it the first couple of times, I wasn't really into it. I mean, the feeling was great, but the idea that I was gonna make a mess slash pee slash squirt, because you know, it feels the same. It feels the same on this way, like on this side, when you are about to let go, it feels. It's not exactly the same, but feels quite similar. And if you've never done it, it has the same feeling of, oh, I'm going to pee. And it was something that I didn't love. It's like I had a lot of issues with, I don't want to wet the bed. And I stopped myself from doing it a lot. And later on, as you know, I started using pads because I realized that it really did feel like super good and I wanted to do it. So I needed to find a way to be able to do it. And now I really love it very much. So in the sense of a kink that I didn't have but now have come to love, definitely this one. So again, it's sort of the same that did I realize how messy I was gonna get? No, at first I was not really aware of how much it was going to be. Because it is a lot. I figured it was gonna be like, you know, something. But usually, memes or stuff in the internet will tell you, like, oh, if you put down the towel, it's gonna be fine. It's not. It's not. The first few times I used like a couple, like two towels, and it soaked through my mattress. It was not fine. So, in the sense of, did you realize how messy you were gonna get? No, I didn't. And it started happening, and now I am on the complete opposite side. At first, I wasn't able to let go, let's say, and make a mess. And now I am on the complete other side when it happens, and I just really cannot stop it. So, which that is why I use the pads, because it just comes out. It simply just comes out, and I cannot stop it. So, no, that was not a thing. I realized it as I went on and had to learn how to play with it. Okay, I have my toy at hand right now, in my hand right now, and rubbing it on myself, and I will keep replying to things. What was the first king you discover, and what are your current ones? Do you have a favorite? First king I discovered. The thing is, I started stimulating myself as a very, very, very young child, and the line between what is accidental stimulation and intentional masturbation, which is there's a difference. I believe very distinctly that there is a difference. It blurs a bit. So when you are a child and you're like stimulating yourself out of curiosity and discovering your body, I don't think anything you do is a kink. You're exploring things. You're imagining things. You're doing stuff, but it's a discovering process because you're not intentionally doing anything. You're just learning the way that your body works. And then later on, you discover, you know what you're doing, and you intentionally do it, and you start looking into things. And then I do believe you develop a kink, which is what I'm assuming the question is about. And I cannot recall when it became intentional, but I do, as a kid, I do remember something that I did that really helped me come was holding in my breath. I am not a lot into the idea of being choked, like hand around my throat being choked is not something that turns me on at all. But holding on my breath and like covering my mouth and nose, and that is something that I remember was like even as a teenager, like early on, was something that I did, even without realizing sometimes, and it made me like get to orgasm super fast. So I would say that's like the first thing that I discovered, like holding my breath. And current ones, I think mines are now are different. I have like a praise kink. Obviously, that is not a secret. Intimacy, I would say it's a kink that I have right now. My favorite one, I don't know. There's so many things. What is the line between a kink and something you enjoy and something you get off to? It's just there's so many things. There's so many things to get off to. I don't know. There's fixations that I have, again, basically being praised, and I think nipple play will be something. Exhibitionism, it's a thing. Like, I like the idea of being exposed and seen, and like people being turned on by me, which I am recording this and posting it online for people to listen. Obviously, I enjoy that people get off to me, which is also something, it's not a question that anybody asked me directly, but it's something that people have asked me because they seem surprised. I do get off on the idea that there are people listening to my audios and getting off to them. That's a turn on. It is a turn on to know that you are listening to me and get off to my voice so much. Like, why would I be posting intentionally this on this subreddit specifically if it wasn't a turn on for me? It is, absolutely. And that's part of like exhibitionism. But it's like super, a lot safer than pictures, I think. So this is a way that I feel safe doing it, and I really enjoy it. I like it. I love getting messages from people and telling me how much they like what I do and how turned on they get and how much they're thinking about me and how they're listening to this at work. I just love it. I love it. It turns me on. Even if I'm not going to like sex with you specifically, I really, really enjoy getting to know that that is happening. So yes, that's a kink. That's probably, that's probably my favorite one because I do get off on it a lot. Other than the pure wand, which is again my favorite toy and the love of my life, what other toy? What's your favorite toy? No, this is my favorite toy. Is there anyone you plan on getting next? There is a never-ending list of toys that I want to get. I have several. I have like the pure wand, which you can Google. It's the name is just like that. Enjoy pure wand. I have different. I have a couple of dildos. I think I only have one that is penis shaped, like anatomically penis shaped. The others are, I have like a glass one. There's a Lilo one that's. It's a very weird shape. It's like a bit curved, but it's I wouldn't be able to describe. I do not know the name of shapes, much less so in English. But it's super not like anatomically close to a penis at all. At all. I have a set of plugs. I have some remote control toys, internal and external, different ones. I have, what else do I have? Oh, like air pulsation. People call them like clit suckers, which they are not. It's air pulsation, but whatever. And yeah, toys that I want to get. As like again, a never-ending list of toys. There's one that I have my sight on right now, specifically from a store called Bellezza, which is basically a pump. And you attach the pump to a body part, and it has like a little, let's call it a tongue on the inside. So whichever body part you attached it to, let's say my pussy, for example, it will pump it, like it seals around it, it pumps, and then the little thing, like tongue, moves. And so anything that's in it not only gets swollen because of the seal, but it gets stimulated from the tongue thing. That is like so much on my list to get. You've no idea. Like the idea of that toy is a turn on. Other thing that I have on my list that I plan to get is more anal toys because I want to. It's actually a kink. I would say it's a kink. I want to get a lot more into anal play, and there's one inflatable plug that I want to get that I am both excited at and intimidated at the very idea of it. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, so other questions. Do I have a celebrity or a fictional crush? I do not, that I can think about right now. Oh my, okay, so a celebrity will be Lewis Hamilton. That man is the love of my life. But it is, I don't generally have like celebrity crushes or fictional crushes. It might have to do with the fact that I am ace, which I think it's again not something that anybody asks, but it's something that I'm sharing with you. I consider myself to be demisexual, specifically, very much within the ace spectrum, which means that I have an interesting, complicated, complex relationship with attraction. Generally, no, I don't have celebrity crushes or fictional crushes or crushes in real life. It's very hard for me to like really find somebody attractive without having some sort of emotional connection to them. Doesn't really do a lot for me, which is why I am not into getting nudes from strangers because it does whatsoever nothing to me at all. If I don't know you and you send me a nude, it's like spam to me, honestly. It doesn't do anything. I'm flattered by the fact that apparently I am turning you on, I guess, but it the picture itself, like, it's not gonna do anything to me at all. I don't think it will do anything to anyone in general, like to get an unrequested dick pic, for example. But it's just not a thing that I like. Besides F1, do you follow other sports? And do you have a favorite team or pilot currently or all time? No, I do not follow any other sport other than Formula One. And as actually, there's another question that says that if I'm ever going to bring back the F1 Rumbles, I would love to, with all my heart. I would adore to, but the thing is, I work 6 days out of the whole week, one of them being Sundays. I've not been able to watch a race in the last time, like since I started working at this new job. So over 2 months. I've seen recaps, I've seen the results, I've seen memes, I've seen news, I've seen the drama, I've seen the everything. I've not been able to watch a race live in over 2.5 months. And as I have not been able to watch them myself, I've not been wanting to do a ramble about any of them, like commentary, because it is just not the same. So I would love to, yes. I don't think I'm going to be able to do that anytime soon. I might be able to get Sundays off. That is still a conversation I need to have with my boss in the upcoming months, but that is still up in the air. It might not happen. And if it doesn't happen, again, I'm not going to be really able to watch races. So I don't know what to tell you. I would love to, but also I need money. So I need to work. So, yeah, being an adult sucks terribly. But in terms of my favorite team and pilot, I don't really have a favorite team. I don't follow teams. I like the drivers. Hamilton, again, my favorite all time. That's the love of my life. I don't know what else to tell you. I'm not going to get a lot into this in terms of my feelings about specific teams, but no, I don't follow a specific team, really. Other than supported drivers individually and supported teams that they are in at the time, but I do question teams' decisions, regardless of the fact that I like the drivers because there's a lot of bullshit going on. Other than current drivers that I like, I mean, I like he's not a form he's never been a Formula One driver. I think he was only like a reserve driver at some time. I've been dying for Dake Aitken to get into Formula One, but I don't think it's gonna happen anytime soon as it is. He's been there for some time around the Formula One, but it's not happened, and God knows when it's gonna happen. So yeah, just Hamilton. I mean, I like Charles, I like Lando, I like Oscar. I love the fucking tension they're having right now. Like they're gonna fucking stab each other by the end of this season. I'm so sure about that. There's a lot of drivers that I like. I mean, Alonso is not one of them. Max is one of them. Mostly my issue is with Red Bull as a thing, as an entity. Now Horner is not there anymore, which mind an absolute mind fuck, but whatever. I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop. Another question. What is a naughty thing you did in public? Blow a man while he was driving the car. Definitely has to be that one. What is the most desperate thing you need to get off? One time I was super horny. I was did not have any privacy whatsoever at home, and I was on the way from my house to somebody else's house, and I was alone in my car. And I parked somewhere in between, like on my way there, on like a side street that was usually very empty. And I parked my car and started fingering myself and got off while I was in the car because I knew that I was not going to be able to do that either at my place or at the place where I was going, and I needed to get off. And so I did it in my car because it was so horny. So, yeah, that has to be. Okay, come to this point. I have a couple of questions left, but I need to start actually fucking myself because I'm needy. What unfulfilled fantasies do you still have? So many. So many. Oh. There is a lot to say. Okay. There's a big difference between things I fantasize about and things that I actually real life wanna do. Something that I really fantasize about is because I, again, have an exhibitionism kink, I would love to be fucked in front of people. Maybe not like out in the street, you know, but like people that I know will get off to see me being fucked. So I don't know. I don't know what that specific group of people would be, but that's a fantasy. That's an unfulfilled fantasy that I have. Would I ever actually do it? I don't know. Actually, I would need to be either a bit intoxicated, like a bit drunk. Not so much that I wouldn't consent, you know, because consent is important. Or like maybe intoxicated, but actually planned beforehand on a sober mind, consented beforehand. But actually, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it sounds so hot, and I've read about and seen people that have done similar things and describe their experiences, and it sounds hot, and I sort of wanna do something like that. So yeah, who knows? Another question is, do you listen to audio porn too? Of course I do. How do you think I came across this? Actually, the first audio I ever recorded, I didn't know if I was gonna record anything else, But I remember I on the description I said something along the lines of if I've ever left a comment in one of your audios, like this is for you, because I enjoyed so many audios on this subreddit before posting my first, that I felt like it was kind of like a thank you to all the people that had posted things. I don't so much. I mean, I don't so much now here on Reddit. Before I knew about Gone Wild Audio, I already had subscriptions to paid platforms. I then discovered Reddit and started listening to stuff on Reddit. I still listen to several creators on Reddit, but it's mostly people that I like have in a way like met my standards, let's say. I have a lot of standards to be met when it comes to audio. Mostly I do actually listen to, but on the subscriptions that I have. First, because I paid for them, so I might as fucking well use the subscriptions. But also because there's specific things that are posted in those platforms that are not always read as available on Gone Wild Audio as they're over there. So yes, I do listen to audios. It's a short answer. My favorite food. That is a very, very difficult and complex question. I would say, oh God, I like so many things. Oh fuck. Things with cheese. Things with cheese. I love cheese. Oh God, I love yogurt. I don't like milk. Like just milk, I don't like it, but anything that comes from milk, cream cheese, ice cream, butter, any type of cheese, I just love it. So things that have either a cheese base or yogurt or dips, I love cheese. I just love it. Oh fuck. Thoughts about Formula E? That's also a question. I don't have many. I don't really follow Formula E. As I said, Formula One is the only sport that I follow. Oh, fuck. I think I've seen a couple of races, but I don't really follow it. So I don't have a lot of context about how the sport is doing. Yeah, this is the same question. Are you gonna bring back the F1 Rumbles? And my favorite driver, I already answered that. Oh God, there's something else. Yeah, I think. Oh my God, I think there's a couple more, but. There's a couple more questions, but I can't. I saved them. I don't know where they are, but I'm horny. And I'm already. I. Oh, fuck. I. I. Oh, God. I. Messy now. Oh God, yes, this is definitely something that I've come to love. Definitely something that I didn't love. Oh God. that I do love. Oh, no. The mess. Oh God, yes. Oh God. Okay. I'm trying to recall any other questions. I know somebody asked me. It's something that I've been asked a lot. Is it, am I ever going to record an audio fully in Spanish? I have no idea. Okay, it's that's a difficult one because at first I was never, I would have never done any sort of dirty talk in Spanish because it felt so awkward, so weird to me. Such a turn off. So I would have said no, there is just no way that I would do that, right? But I've met people, some people I've played with, some people I've listened to their stuff in Spanish, some interactions that have made me realize that I quite enjoy it in some aspect, like not all the time. Not fully, but I am not as opposed to it as I was, say, 2 years ago, 1 year ago. But also, the thing with Spanish is there are so many different dialects, and some specific countries, words, terms, phrases sound hot to me, others sound vulgar, other sound hot, other sound funny. So it's hard for me to determine like what does actually work for me that would also make sense for somebody listening. So it's just so complicated to me. English is such a fucking simple language. I'm sorry if it's I'm sorry. If it's your language, but it's so fucking simple compared to, other languages. And in this case, it's easy. Also, because there's a lot less intimacy involved for me. Like, Spanish being my mother language, like my mother tongue, there is a lot of words, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of context, there's a lot of emotions that are very much linked into it's there's a meme about it, like I cannot dirty talk to you in the same language that I speak to my grandmother, it's hard. It's hard. So it's speaking in English, saying stuff in English feels a little bit disconnected from a lot of things that shouldn't be touched by text. So, I don't know. Short answer is I don't know, man. Maybe someday I will do an audio fully in Spanish, but right now it's not something that I'm planning on. So, if you're waiting for that to happen, just don't. It might happen, but don't count on it anytime soon. Do not hold your breath on that. Oh God. I need to finish this soon because I need to rest. I don't have a lot of time. I did say I didn't have a lot of time. Actually, what time is it? No, I don't have a lot of time, actually. We're gonna finish this one soon. But first, oh fuck yes. Oh God. This is a kink as well. Just listening to. God, I love the way it sounds. love the way it sounds. I know you love it too. Oh, fuck, yes. I. I need a shower now. I need to leave you now. Oh God. Do you have any more questions for me? Leave them somewhere. I might answer at some point. But right now I'm done with questions. Hope you have a great weekend. I will be working. So, enjoy your weekend for me, at least.